A very good morning on behalf of TH613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Pei Beis, Zvachim 82A, pagination is 163. We'll start about midway in the wide lines at the beginning of a line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a classic, important pasuk, a game-changer pasuk, in Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. It's the last pasuk in the perek, and the pasuk says, "V'chol chatos, any time you have a carbon chatos, asher yuva midama el oel moed lechaper bakodesh, where the blood of this carbon chatos was improperly brought into the oel moed, which we call the kodesh, the area of the shulchan, the menorah, the small mizbeach. So the blood was not supposed to be brought into that area of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was. It was brought there, lechaper bakodesh, lo se ochel. That carbon can't be eaten, bo'esh tisareif, it shall be burnt, meaning it's invalid. It's burnt together with carbonos that became pasul. So this, for whatever reason, is a very serious problem. The blood has been moved to an area of the Beis HaMikdash that it does not belong. It would be certainly a curiosity to discuss in Tamei HaMitzvahs why this is, but that's the halacha. Our Mishnah will discuss, firstly, what happens if the blood of the Karban Chatos that's under discussion was accepted, Kabbalah Saddam, into two different vessels. And therefore, one vessel went to a place where it was not supposed to be, but the second vessel with its blood is where it's supposed to be. Did the blood that's in the proper place also become invalid, or is it only the blood that left the area that became invalid? And the Mishnah will divide it into two categories. One category that is a general violation, it left the area, and the second that matches the description of the pasuk, and therefore is within the parameters of this pasuk to be invalid. Let's see the Mishnah. Chatos, you have a carbon chatos, shekibol dama b'shnei kosos, that you accepted its blood into two vessels. Yotza echad mehem lachutz, if one of those vessels went to the outside, meaning to the city, hapanimi kosher, then the vessel holding the blood that's still in its proper place is going to be kosher, because this is not what the pasuk was talking about. This is on general grounds. The blood left the area of the Beis HaMikdash, so the part that left is going to be pasul. The part that remains is just fine. Next line. If, however, nichnas echad mehem lefnim, one of those cups of blood from this korban chatos went into the inside, went into the kodesh. So that meets the description of the pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Aglili machshir bechitza. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you could still use the one that's outside in the Azara. It is where it's supposed to be, and you could still use it, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says. However, and this is how the Rambam paskins, v'chachamim poslim. The chachamim say it's posel. Once one of the cups of blood went to a place that the pasuk was describing as posel, it went to the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, even the blood that's in the outer and proper area is going to be pasul. Let's take a glance at the Rambam, and the Rambam presents it based on the pasuk. The Rambam, Psuli HaMikdashim, Perek Beis, Halacha Tesvav, Chata Shekibo Daba B'Shnei Kosos, you accepted the blood of the Chatas into two vessels, V'yotze Echameyam Lachutz, and one of them went to the out, Hapanimi kosher, v'yazem imenu. You could still use the one that's in the proper place. However, Nichtas echad mehem leheichol, if one of them went into the heichol, we commonly call the kodesh, v'hiza mimenu sham, and he used it over there, af hachitzon pasul, the outer one, also becomes pasul. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, asha yuva midama, of its blood was brought to the inner part of the Beis HaMikdash, afilu mixas dama, from its blood, even part of its blood. If it was brought in to do atonement, then all the blood of this karban becomes pasul. Let's skip the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim and skip to the next case. The first word on the line is kanichnas. It's like two lines later. And then we begin with another consideration. Nichnas lechaper afal pisha lo chiper. There's a machlokis here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. If the blood was brought in to the Kodesh, to this inner improper place, without atoning anything. Just, it was brought in, and then they took it out. And that's a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. On the next line, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hichnis shogeg kosher. If the blood was brought in by mistake, then it's kosher. Obviously, there's going to be a discussion. Is Rabbi Yehuda building on the case of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon that it was brought in lechaper and it never actually did the kapara? No atonement act was ever done, and overall it was done by mistake. Or if it was brought in, even if it atoned, but if it was all done by mistake, maybe it's okay. Let's take a look at how the Rambam understands this. Perek Beis Halacha Tes Zayin, the very next halacha from the one we did. Dam chata sheichnisu lechaper bo bifnim velo chiper. If the blood was brought in and he didn't do anything with it over there, he didn't end up doing any atonement act, elahotzio velo hiza mimenu bifnim. He took it right out and did not do any sprinkling, any applications. Imich niso bishogeg, if it was brought in by mistake. Harezeh kosher, it remains kosher. Again, he brought it in, did not do anything there. And on top of that, it was all done bishogeg, then you're okay. That's the case that Rabbi Yehuda was allowing. He was building on the case of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon that they brought it in, but they did not do any atonement. If it was Bishogig, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's okay. The Kesef Mishnah questions how the Rambam knew that Rabbi Yehuda was building on Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon are saying one thing. It was brought in, no atonement was done. Rabbi Shimon says it's still okay. And Rabbi Yehuda perhaps is saying, even if it did have applications, but they were done bishogeg, it's still okay. But in any case, going back to the Rambam holds that it's building one on the other. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon argued if no atonement was done. And Rabbi Yehuda said, we would indeed be lenient if the no atonement that you described had been done bishogeg, that its entire entry into the Kodesh was by mistake. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.